Will Congress act this time? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The police beating of Tyre Nichols, who died in Memphis 3 days later, has led to renewed calls for police reform.
We need a national conversation on this. We do not need denial or willful indifference.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin on ABC's This Week. But it's two other senators in the spotlight, Democrat Cory Booker and Republican Tim Scott.
Both men leading the charge for law enforcement reforms back in 2021. But back then, negotiations fell apart over disagreements on how to handle qualified immunity or what kind of protections officers should have from potential lawsuits. Senator Booker says he's going to renew his legislative efforts this week. Senator Scott says he wants to see change. Senator Scott writing, "We have been here too many times before. We cannot continue down this path. America cannot stand silent. This was a man beaten by the power of the state."
Fox's Mark Meredith, the district attorney in Memphis, says more people could be charged. So far, it's now five ex-cops charged with murder. The Taliban in Pakistan targeted police in a suicide bombing at a mosque full of officers. At least 47 worshipers were killed, more than 100 injured. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel for talks. Days after deadly attacks in the West Bank and in East Jerusalem.
On landing, Secretary Blinken urging de-escalation.
It's the responsibility of everyone to take steps to calm tensions rather than inflame them. To work toward a day when people no longer feel afraid.
He's meeting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today, then Palestinian leaders on Tuesday.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Utah is joining more than a dozen states restricting doctor treatments on kids who might change gender.
Republican Governor Spencer Cox signed the law banning transgender surgery for those under 18. It becomes the first state in 2023 to do so. The new law also bars hormone treatments for minors who haven't been diagnosed with gender dysphoria.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Testimony is underway at week two of Alec Murdaugh's trial in South Carolina, the lawyer charged with murdering his wife and son. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Heading into this morning, the stock market was on pace for its best month since July. It's mixed bag, though, to start this week. The NASDAQ is down 81 points. The Dow is up 47. The S&P 500 down 8. The price of oil falling a dollar back to about 78 bucks a barrel. Gas is little changed today, but it has been surging lately. AAA's national average for regular just shy of $3.51 per gallon, 9 cents more than last week, 33 cents higher than a month ago. Some American drivers need to go car insurance shopping.
Both State Farm and Progressive telling CNN they're temporarily not writing policies for some Kia and Hyundai models manufactured between 2015 and 2019. Kia and Hyundai vehicle thefts are up as much as 300% over the past 2 years in some cities, with social media users posting videos showing just how easy they are to steal with the help of the tip of a phone charger or a USB cable. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety found the Hyundai and Kia vehicles that are being stolen lack electronic immobilizers. The report also found immobilizers were standard in only 26% of Kia and Hyundai models in 2015, but standard in 96% of other cars. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Super Bowl 57 is set. Kansas City won the AFC title, beating Cincinnati on a last-second field goal. Philadelphia won the NFC Championship, routing San Francisco 31-7. Fox's Tim McMaster.
The Chiefs and Eagles are no strangers to the Super Bowl. Philadelphia won Super Bowl 52, and the Chiefs are headed to their third big game in 4 years, winning Super Bowl 54. The game will feature two of the most exciting quarterbacks in the NFL in Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes. Andy Reid is leading the Chiefs to the Super Bowl for the third time as head coach to face the first team that he took to the Super Bowl. Another fun tie-in is the Kelce brothers. Travis is the Chiefs all-pro tight end. Jason, the Eagles center. The two share a podcast, and there will likely be plenty of trash talk between.
I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.